Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
My colleague and co-host and friend, Malcolm Hohnlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, and we're very pleased to welcome Shari Dollinger, Co-Executive Director of Christians United for Israel, who is on her way to Washington, D.C. for a very critical event, a gathering of thousands in Washington on Sunday night to celebrate and identify and define the mission of CUFI and how it came about. Shari, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. And I ask immediately for your description of what it is that you expect to find in Washington. What is the excitement, the enthusiasm, the expectation? Good evening to you.
Good evening, and thank you for having me. So what's different and what remains the same are both beautiful about the CUFI Summit. It is our 18th annual CUFI Summit, and the same as every other year, you have thousands of Christians from all 50 states and around the world coming to Washington for one issue and one issue alone, and that's supporting Israel and the Jewish people. I've been with CUFI for 16 years, and I still get chills when I look around the room, and I know personally the sacrifice that people make to come to have their voices heard on behalf of Israel and the Jewish people. This year is particularly exciting because we have 3 presidential candidates joining us. We have Ambassador Nikki Haley, Governor DeSantis, Vice President Pence, and the Prime Minister of Israel is going to be joining us Monday morning live via Zoom. And of course, no summit would ever happen without Malcolm Hohnlein, always a crowd favorite and a dear friend. And Malcolm will speak on Monday morning.
Malcolm?
One of the things that I will tell you that even if I didn't get invited to speak, I would go because I find this the most exciting event that I attend in the year, any year, every year. John, the excitement and the electric feeling of the participants who really care. I think, Shari, this is the fastest growing organization, Jewish the pro-Israel organization in America. How many members do you have? Tell us a little bit about its origin. Yes,
absolutely. So really the beginning of CUFI was before the beginning of CUFI, if that makes sense, because it was Pastor Hagee who got a vision and a heart for Israel in 1978. But in typical Pastor Hagee fashion, he needed to learn and pray and really understand the issues inside and out and then act in a very thoughtful manner. And so Pastor Hagee started Knights to Honor Israel in 1981, which were the precursor to CUFI, and he had the first Knights to Honor Israel to applaud and support Israel for taking out the Iraqi nuclear reactor and saving the world from untold horrors. And he understood that instead of being condemned, Israel should be being celebrated. So he hosted the first Knights to Honor Israel in 1981. Fast forward to 2006, and that was the official birth of CUFI. Knights to Honor Israel were catching on like fire. Pastor Hagee saw the love and support for Israel wherever he went, but people didn't have a unified voice and an ability to make an impact and take action for Israel. And prayers are important. We love and gird, and we, at the core of who we are a biblically based organization that depends on prayer, but you need to pray and you need to act. And therefore, Pastor Hagee created CUFI in February 2006. He invited 400 leading evangelicals, pastors, heads of television stations, ministries to San Antonio, and he said, we're coming together for one purpose and one purpose only, and this is Israel and the Jewish people. We are nonpartisan. We are non-conversionary. And remember, he's talking to 400 evangelical leaders. And we are going to come together in Washington every year and let our members of Congress know that we stand and support Israel and the Jewish people. And Pastor Hagee is a man of his word, and he has stood by his word. And every year, other than an obvious year, we were in Washington, and we've never deviated from these three principles. And to Malcolm's point, thank God that from the 400 grew to 1 million and 2 million to 3 million. And now we're at 10.6 million members that represent all demographics across the United States and around the world.
Shari, anti-Semitism is sinister and not rare. What is CUFI doing? What can you do about it in the world?
I so appreciate the question. Thank you. So I should mention that I'm Jewish, which people sometimes raise their eyebrow and say, but you are the co-executive director of Christians United for Israel. And they say, exactly. My co is Diana Hagee, who is Pastor Hagee's wife. She and I have a shared soul. We are kindred spirits. And it really speaks to who CUFI is, because for the first 10 years I worked for CUFI, really, truly, the focus was always Israel security, U.S.-Israel relationship, except Pastor Hagee would say, and the Jewish people. And I would say, Pastor, it's 2010, 2011. Jews have never been more secure in any country in the world. Like, Israel needs our help. Israel needs our help. And then Pittsburgh happened, and then Poway happened. And I looked at Pastor and I said, thank you. I said, thank you for always remembering that it's and the Jewish people, and that anti-Semitism, the oldest hatred in the world, has not gone away. And to your point, we're only seeing it in a way that I've never seen in my lifetime. So it is a priority. We spend at CUFI 50% of our time now on combating anti-Semitism at a local level in terms of state legislation for Holocaust education, combating BDS. We have found that it is very important and impactful to bring influential people to Poland. I just got back from time in Auschwitz and Birkenau with four NFL players who understood the horrors of the Holocaust so that they can then educate people who have never known about the Holocaust. And we just brought a group of high school administrators to Poland for a week and then on to Israel so that they will then go back to their 30 Christian high schools across the country and implement Israel education and Holocaust education, which is so desperately needed. So we are both proactive in terms of educating. And then we also take our mandate to comfort the Jewish people very seriously. And I'll give you a personal example. I live in Atlanta, and I had one of those vicious anti-Semitic flyers thrown on my driveway in the middle of the night. And even though I talk about these issues all day, every day, it shook me to my core that a hate-filled individual was driving around my neighborhood while my children slept and delivered this hate to my doorstep. Just a few days later, we had a CUFI film crew come out to Atlanta. My parents also got the flyer. They interviewed my husband and I and my parents, and we shared the heart of what does it mean to be a Jew in 2023 in America, and why does that look different than it did a decade ago? So it's important that our Christian friends understand the situation that we're in so that they are equipped to stand with us to fight against it.
And Malcolm will be addressing, just a moment, Malcolm, we just have less than a minute. Mm-hmm. Malcolm will be addressing CUFI on Monday morning, you say the 17th, is that correct, Shahar?
Yes, and Malcolm is speaking exactly on the subject. He's speaking about anti-Semitism at 11:30 on Monday.
And Malcolm, I congratulate you for addressing a very difficult topic. And what Shahar says is shocking. Is that commonplace now? Do you hear these stories often, Malcolm? We have a few seconds.
Every day, every hour. And one of the greatest allies we have in this battle is CUFI, because it's not just words, as she said, it's actions there. CUFI on campus is so impressive. And when you see those young people there, it really renews your hope in America, your hope that people can come together and fight hate against all groups, but particularly their stand against anti-Semitism.
Shari Dollinger, co-executive director of CUFI, Malcolm Honlein. I'm John Mack.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets, with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.